Thank you. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow, Augusta continues. There will be music workshops in the D&E Chapel right over here on the plaza. 11 to noon, there will be a Hammer Dulcimer tune swap. Sam Rosetta and R.P. Hale and members of the Hammer Dulcimer class. So bring your dulcimer, come on along and swap some tunes. 12:30 to 1:30, singers and collectors of ballads with Margaret MacArthur, Michael Klein, Jerry Milnes, and Ben Hawker, and others. And then from 1:45 till 3 o'clock, there'll be a gospel sing-along and song swap with Ginny Hawker, Ken Whiteley, Tina Liza Jones, and others. So come on up and enjoy the last day of Augusta. Well, our next performers have been wonderful to have here this week. They've warmed all our hearts. I've gotten to know all of them pretty well. Ken Kepler and Jeannie McCleary are just remarkable people. I've learned a lot about them. And one of the things I think was most interesting I learned about Jeannie was that she's the author of a book that I'm sure many of you know called Growing Your Own. It's a book on gardening. And so she's a multi-talented person. You wouldn't have known that unless she had told me and I had told you. And D.L. Menard has run a class all week long in this building on how to sing Cajun. So there are people out there singing great Cajun right now, and it's all because of D.L. And Mr. D.L. or Mr. Z.L. or Mr. Z, as he's known back home, has become a full professor here at Augusta University, and he's now known as Professor Z. He's a wonderful man, and I want to quote a little bit from what Ricky Skaggs says about him on the back of his album. He said that D.L. is known as the Cajun Hank Williams. And what Ricky said was that D.L. doesn't imitate Hank Williams or anybody else, really, but he sings with the same sincerity from his heart that Hank Williams had. And that's why people compare him. That's why people compare him with Hank. So here he is. Here they are. D.L. Menard and Bayou Seco.
Thank you. Unfortunate, we don't have enough time to explain the song. We have just so many minutes on stage. I know y'all want to hear the other performers. There's such great performers over here. We won't take too much of your time. But we're going to play four Cajun songs. Four songs that I've wrote, of course. All by myself. I didn't know what to do with it after I wrote them, so couldn't take nothing else but to put him on record. That's what I done with him. So here's the first one. It's a little tune called I Can't Forget You. In Cajun French, it's called Je Peux Pas T'Oublier, and I mean every bit of it. J'avais jardin immondité. Moi, de pépis dormais, je t'anglais, t'as qu'arrivé. Faut tailler d'un bord et de l'autre, qu'on ne sait plus comment venait. J'ai pas dit la terre, j'ai aimé la mort, de pépis t'oublié. Pour ça, j'ai fait de ta coquette ton nez. Mais perdu dans la vie, n'a plus jamais me trouver. Les années peuvent changer, mais ne vas jamais t'oublier. Thank you. Here's another little song. Like I told you, that I wrote. It's a little tune called The Water Pump. In Cajun French, it's called La Pompe d'eau. One night I got home, the water well was stuck. There was no more water in the faucet. And the ditches were still not washed. And the wife wasn't home no more. So that's why the song's about. Quand le jour de paix partait, mon courrier ne pouvait pas sans toi. Ma partie de mon erreur, c'était lendemain après-midi. Au charipé, le flatin là, la pompe du puits est arrêtée. T'as plus d'eau de robinet et les plats sont pas lavés. Mais à l'entour, c'est comme l'histoire d'attendre tout pas. Tu vas jamais manquer d'eau tant que le puits va pas chasser. Et quand moi j'entre dans la maison, pour du linge et paillé partout, t'as plus d'eau de robinet et les plats sont pas lavés. Thank you. You know, we had such a great time over here. We hate like hell to leave. This week went by so fast. It's amazing. It don't go by fast like that when you're working. At least it never does back home. Well, here's another little tune that I wrote. One of my ladies, in fact. It's a little tune called The Green Oak Tree, and Cajun French is called En Bas du Chêne Vert. C'était en bas du chêne vert, sur le bord du marais, ayant rencontré, et quand sortissait, à terre allait partir, je vois jamais où facem metoprie, să povieșeni pe.
Thank you. I want to especially thank Ken and Jeannie for helping me out over here. I need all the help I can get.
You can't imagine what a treat it has been for us.
All the way from New Mexico, can you believe that?
I'd travel to Russia to play with you.
This is almost as far as Louisiana. Beginning to remind me back home because, boy, those lies, they're just like the sun, I tell you. My throat's kind of dry, but of course I'll wear it later on. Here's the last Cajun song we're going to play tonight. And it's one that I wrote, it's one that that's responsible for us, for me being here. Just before we came over here, we celebrated celebrate the 25th anniversary of this little song. It's very much popular in the Cajun country. I'm really proud of it. Without that little song, most probably I wouldn't come and able to come and meet you guys. This is a little song that made it possible. It's a little tune called The Back Door. In Cajun French, it's called La Porte en Arrière.
Après-midi, ma tête au village, et mettre sous les quais puis marcher. Ils m'ont emmené back à la maison, avec la campagne, c'était du monde étranger. J'ai passé de dans la porte de l'arrière. tombé par la toile quand j'arrivais. J'ai raté, j'ai le temps, c'est mon idée. Mais pas écouter, moi j'avais trop la tête. Et je ramenais mon ex à 1 degré. Ça passait dans la porte de l'arrière. Et j'ai un tel ami, tu n'as plus de l'argent. En tant que plus d'argent, mais ils voulant plus moi. T'es dans le village, moi j'ai mis dans le tracot. Alors m'en ramassé, moi j'suis parti dans la prison. On va passer dans la porte de l'arrière.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Jenny. Now at this point, I'd like to sing y'all two special songs, if I may. But first, I want to thank all my students that thought of my music enough to be with me this week. They learned great. This is the first time I've ever had to teach somebody that learned so darn fast. As a matter of fact, at the end, I was learning from them. They even pronounced the words right. You can imagine. And some of the lines, they corrected me. Unbelievable. And it's the truth. Because as I sing the song, I'd forget it. How you forget your own song that you wrote? I don't know, but I do it. My wife tells me I got a good memory, but it's mighty short. I guess that's the reason. Well, back home, we're beginning to listen to English songs because now we was able to bet ourselves. Used to, we had an old battery radio. We had to catch it like it is. For instance, the Saturday night Grand Ole Opry, we wouldn't get the frequency back home, not before the Wednesday night. That's how long it took to get to us, you know. But as the years went by, the people bettered themselves, and we have electricity now. This is a little song when I met Hank Williams in 1951. Got to talking to him for about 10 minutes. That's the one and only time I met him. I still have his autographed picture at home. He autographed for me. He told me that this was his favorite song. It's certainly one of mine. I hope it's one of yours. It's entitled Cold, Cold Heart. I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're a pretty thing I do. It's just an evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past. It's a too far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is big now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that made the teardrop die. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try.
Why do you run and hide from life that tries just that smart? Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me, but now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Thank you. Well, I heard Dan Seen mention my album, but he forgot to mention a couple of other things about it. The country album is more or less a souvenir for me. The Drifting Cowboys, Hank Williams Drifting Cowboys, played on half of the album with me, all the Hank songs that I recorded. Ricky Skaggs played on two of them, that's all he had time for. Buck White and them backed up the whole album. Jerry Douglas played the dobro on it. But it's a great album for me. It's a, more or less a souvenir album. Me and Buck White made a tour in Southeast Asia. 1980, Ricky Skaggs was playing the fiddle for him. We became just like family. And it was an honor for me to be able to do this. But if y'all don't like the music on it, y'all can use it as a frisbee. It makes a terrific frisbee. Also, if y'all buy one, you put that in your home. Well, that's special in your kitchen. You'll never have to call a pest control man again. Here's a little tune. It's not a Hank Williams song, but Hank Williams sang that one in 1949 on one of his radio shows in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's a great song. And as soon as I heard it, I had to learn it. Maybe some of y'all already heard it, forgot about it. If not, y'all need to listen to it. It's a great song, like he said on the radio show. This little song tells more than any other song I know. And believe me, it's the truth. It's one entitled, Thy Burden Are Greater Than Mine. Traveling down a lonely highway, know not where the road will end. Not a penny in my pocket, all alone without a friend. In a little country village, I met a man and he was blind. As I helped him cross the highway, my friend, I cried, thy burden are greater than mine. I can't see the light of day, I need not feel my way. Yes, thy burden are greater than mine. Met a lad while on my travel, trying hard to play the game. Though his leg was very crippled and he could not speak his name, yet he smiled in understanding. Though life to him had been unkind, as I watch, I cried in sorrow. Oh Lord, I see his burden are greater than mine.
I can't speak my name aloud, make my way among the crowd. Yes, his burden not greater than mine. Just by chance, I passed the graveyard. I seen a young man kneeling there. In his hand, there were some roses. On his lips, there was a prayer. On a stone, these words were written. That fool is God, I'm written mine. And as I watch, I cried in sorrow. Oh Lord, I see his burden not greater than mine. I'm just a drifter on the road. Got no friends, I've got no home. Yes, his burden not greater than
thank you. Now I'm going to leave y'all. One thing I've learned, and everywhere I've been, I want to tell y'all people, it's not that I want to make a front, but I've been to, I don't know how many states I've been. So far, I've been to 30-some-odd states. I've been to 21 countries and performed in 17. And everywhere I have been, it's always the same. No matter where you at, there you are.
I got a feeling called a blue, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye.
He's a wonderful man. Well, it's been great having these people around this week. Well, we're about to have the final singers of our concert tonight. And before we do, I wanted to take this opportunity here to thank someone who has meant so much to Augusta over the years, someone without whom this place probably would not be going on right now, and that's Margot. I want to ask Margot to get up so she can get a big hand. Margot, please stand. And thank you to all the Augusta staff for making this the wonderful gathering that it is. It truly is. Well, I've been hearing tonight a lot about this harmonic convergence, which is supposed to take place tomorrow morning at dawn. Now, I thought the harmonic convergence happened about 3 weeks ago when Howard Levy was here teaching his harmonica class, but actually the true harmonic convergence is tomorrow morning, and leading up to it this week, we've had the following two performers getting us all ready with their own sense of harmony and being able to teach it to other people, and I've seen them in often corners with different groups of people, getting them to learn their fifths and their sixths and their minor sevenths intervals so they can sing in harmony with each other, and it's really been wonderful. And I asked Terry today, why did you choose the name Magpie, and she said, well, the real reason was that no one could ever pronounce our names when we were introduced on stage. This is Greg Artzner and Terry Leonino. See, I can't even get through it. They told me the straw that finally broke the camel's back was when they were announced on the radio as Tony Loney and Greg Artzberger. And that was why they chose the name Magpie. So here they are, Magpie.
Thank you very much. Well, I just want to say what an honor it is for us to share the stage with the King of Cajun Song, D.L. Menarin, and as well as, of course, all the other illustrious performers who have been on this stage this past week and all summer long. We're going to start off with a song from Jimmy Rogers. Terry Terry sort of grew up listening to the music of Jimmie Rodgers in her family. They were from southern Arkansas, and then the family moved over to central Mississippi, and she used to spend her whole summer down there every year as a kid, shelling peas and singing Jimmie Rodgers songs.
And this is true.
And this is one of the favorites. It's the Mississippi Delta Blues.
There's friends around and even pals that I know are true. Still I'm lonely, homesick and blue. There's no one who can cheer me when I'm alone, longing for my Mississippi home. Way down in the Delta, on that Mississippi shore, in that muddy water, I long to be once more. When night shadows creep about, and the whippoorwills call, you can hear your mama shout, come in, here you are. Way down on the levee, strolling in the pale moonlight, you can see the steamboats and the fields of snowy white. There's a feeling I can't lose, that muddy water's in my shoes. When I get that Mississippi Delta blues. The other day, the other day, the other day, yeah. Mississippi shore, in that muddy water, I long to be once more. When night shadows creep about and the whippoorwills call, you can hear your mama shout, come in, here you are. Way down on the levee, strolling in the pale moonlight, can see those steamboats and the fields of snowy white. There's a feeling I can't lose, that muddy water's in my shoes. When I get that Mississippi Delta blues. The other day, the other day, the other day, yeah.
Well, this next song is kind of a real special song for me. It's really about my grandparents, my grandma and my grandpa. My grandpa was one of those great musicians, front porch musicians, and farmers used to sit on the front porch and play cymbals between his legs and a harmonica on a rack and guitar and play all kinds of little tunes.
Like Red Squirrel, Yankee Doodle Dandy, play, fiddler, play. And every time I go downtown, the boys are always kicking my dog around.
All the hits. Anyway, this is a little tune called The Corner of the Kitchen, which is kind of a portrait of my grandparents and all the Hendersons, where I get a lot of my music.
And don't forget to say that the words to this song were written by Terry's mom, and we set them to music. She sends us these poems in the mail every several months, and usually at holiday time. And this one sort of caught our fancy.
In the corner of the kitchen, sitting on a bench of wood, near the wood box stocked with kindling. Lord, don't it all smell good? No wonder it's my favorite spot to sit and muse a while on Mama's own creations and the light of Mama's smile. Papa's always helping, always close at hand. You know I've measured many, but I've never found one man who could say more with his silence, who is stronger than a tree, who is better and more loving than my papa was to me. Mama started early, daylight found them on the run. Papa built the fires before the first rays of the sun. The kitchen warm and cozy, fresh meat frying in the pan, hot biscuits and thick gravy, God, those days were grand. I could see them both together through all their many years. They never were complainers, though they had their share of tears. Oh, the memories of my childhood are so sweet to recall. Mama in her apron, Papa's old blue overalls. Papa's always helping, always close at hand. You know I've measured many, but I've never found one man who could say more with his silence, who is stronger than a tree, who's better and more loving than my papa was to me.
Well, we'd like to have you join us on this next song. This is one written by Pete Seeger. And he recorded this back in the late 60s. And the refrain on this song, the last line of every verse is in five languages all at once. O pacem in terris mir shanti salam hewa. Oh, peace on earth, peace, 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 in Russian, Hindi, Arabic, and Japanese. Oh, pacem in terris mir shanti salam hewa comes around about 8 times, so you'll have plenty of chances to go.
Now you're kicked out of the garden.
Oh, Eve, where is Adam? Now you're kicked out of the garden. Been wandering from shore to shore. Now you find that there's no more. Oh, pacem in terris mir shanti salam hewa.
Try it with us.
Oh, pacem in terris mir shanti salam hewa. Now don't you wish love, only love, could save this world from disaster? Oh, love, only love, could save this world from disaster. Don't you wish love could end the confusion? Or is it just one more illusion? Oh, pacem in terris mir shanti salam hewa. Now if you want to have great love, you've got to have great anger. If you want to have great love, you've me to just shake my head and frown. Oh, by Jimmy Terrace, Vishanti Salam Dewa. Now, if you want to hit the target square, you'd better not have blind anger. If you want to hit the target square, you better not have blind anger. Or it'll just be one more time. The correction creates another crime. Oh, Pachemin Teres, Vishanti Salam Hewa. Could only bring peace, I'd only be a musician.
If music could only bring peace, I'd only be a musician. If songs could do more than all the pain, if melodies could only break these chains. Oh, by Jimmy Terrace, Vishanti Salam Hewa.
Oh, Eve, go tell Adam, we've got to build a new garden.
Oh, Eve, go tell Adam, we got to build a new garden. We got to get working on a building, a decent home for all of our children. Oh, by Jimmy Terrace, Vishanti Salam Hewa.
Oh, Eve, you tell Adam the next time he asks you.
Oh, Eve, you tell Adam the next time he asks you. He'll say, baby, it's cold outside. What's the password to come inside? You say, oh, Pachemin Teres, Vishanti Salam Hewa. Oh, Pachemin Teres, Vishanti Salam Hewa. Oh, Pachemin Teres, Vishanti Salam Hewa. 4,000 languages in this world means the same thing to every boy and girl. Oh, Pachemin Teres, Vishanti Salam Hewa.
Well, here's a song from south of the border, way south of the border, south of many borders, and all the way from Chile. This is a song written by Victor Jara, the late poet, songwriter, singer of Chile, who was murdered by Pinochet's generals after the coup in 1973. This is a portrait of a little boy named Luchin that the Jaras took into their home and nursed back to health. And a portrait of a larger picture, of course. And the words say that Luchin is fragile as a kite over the roofs of Barrancas. He's playing out his little life. His hands are blue with cold. He's playing with his three toys, his rag ball, his cat, and his dog, while the horse looks on. The second verse says, there's a clear green light brimming in the water of his eyes. He's bare-bummed and playing in the mud with his three toys. The third verse says, the horse is also one of the toys, understands his place, and enjoys his work, while Luchin plays with his toys all wet. And the last verse says, si hay niños como Luchin, if there are children like Luchin, que comentará gusanos, who are eating earth and worms, abramos todas las jaulas, we must open all the cages, pa que vuelen como pájaros,
so they can fly away like birds with the rag ball and the cat and the dog and also with the horse.
Como un volantín en los techos de barrancas jugaba el niño Luchín con sus manitos moradas con la pelota de trapo con el gato y con el perro. El caballo lo miraba en el agua de sus ojos, se bañaba el verde claro, gateaba su corta edad con el potito embarrado, con la pelota de trapo, con el gato y con el perro.